Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A Kansas City lawmaker plans to introduce a bill that would prevent the school year from starting prior to Labor Day. It is being proposed by State Rep Bill Riley. It is House Bill 2409.
School year round.
If signed into law, it would take effect in the 2026-27 school year. It was last introduced last year. It died in committee just a few months after being introduced. Go back to what you were just saying, school year round. Why?
You know, I read studies about this back in grade school about the learning loss in the summer. And it was obvious. I could tell it in my own mind that I was dumber on the first day of school than I was on the last day of school.
So you were in grade school going, I need to be here year round.
Well, no. I disagreed with those studies in grade school.
Oh, okay.
I acknowledged it, their reality, but I disagreed with them. You know, I would have fought tooth and nail to keep my summer. As I get older, looking back, we are doing ourselves a disservice by not having our students in school.
Most advanced Western cultures do year-round schooling. However, they also have longer breaks.
Well, yeah, and you could do that. You could have two-week breaks around Thanksgiving, around Christmas. You could just stagger a bunch of random two-week breaks in there. And, you know, some parents might complain, what am I supposed to do for daycare? Well, what were you doing for daycare for the 3 months that your kid was out of school? I am now, at 28 years old, a massive proponent for school year-round. I did it in college. I took classes every single semester, winter semester, summer semester, and it is so much easier to stay in that mindset than to get back into that mindset. And I said it yesterday, and it's probably a phrase I'm going to say way too often now, but the brain is a muscle. And if you don't continue using it and flexing it in that way, you will lose it. And it will be more and more difficult each time to get it back to that point.
I smell what you're cooking, and I hear what you're saying, but some of the people who would probably be the most opposed, I don't know. I can't speak for them. I'm not one of them. Would be the teachers.
Oh, yeah.
And here's why. Not because, and if that one guy calls in who's so, for whatever reason, so anti-teacher, don't even.
Nino.
Nino, yes. He is so anti-teacher. I've never
called out.
But anyway.
He knows who he is.
Yeah, he does.
He knows what he did.
But they would say, wait a minute. I use those 3 months out of the year to generate more income. You know, I either tutor or I remember going to high school in Lansing, and one of our teachers would work at the Food for Less in the meat department in the summers. And I can't remember his last name. His first name was Art. But he would bolster his yearly income by working at the grocery store. Some would also say, wait. What about continuing education? You want me to continue to learn, to bolster my degrees, and yet you're taking my summer away from me. My brother, for example, who is in education, he's a vice principal now, but he was a math teacher for years. And it wasn't until he got his master's in mathematics that he became the head of his high school's math department.
Yeah, but a lot of people in other careers are working day jobs and taking night classes to get advanced degrees. People get their MBAs that are already in fact, you usually can't get into an MBA program unless you have already established yourself in some sort of career. And so you're going to have to work. You're not, in most cases, you're not going to just go become a full-time student for 2 years.
If we're shifting the argument to teachers need to be paid more, you are not going to get a single argument from me on that. Mm-hmm. I will agree with that 7 days a week and twice on Sunday.
Well, you won't need to supplement your income if you get paid more.
Well, don't even get me started on how they could save money in the state.
But simply from the perspective of the well-being of our society as American people, I feel, just my opinion, I'm allowed to be wrong, that we would be better off if our kids went to school year-round.
Do we
and
need
by the way,
maps?
Text line is like, wait until you have kids before you make opinions on this, Sam. What are you talking about? Having to find something for your kid to do for 3 months a year is not a benefit.
Yeah, I've always disputed the argument. Now, granted, I have two kids. You have two, I believe, Jesse, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So we have a little bit of experience in that, but I've never been a fan of the argument. You can't have an opinion on something unless or until you've done it, right? For example, do I have to serve in the military to have an opinion on whether or not this country should go to a war? Do I need to serve in politics before I can have an opinion about politics?
Before you can vote?
You know, do I have to be a teacher? Oh, here's one. Do I have to be a coach or have played a specific sport to determine whether I think that was the right call or not? Of course not.
No.
The answer is no. I've never been a fan of that. By the way, and I'll get off the soapbox, I'm going to be on it for 10 seconds. Heck. If you want to pay teachers more in the state of Kansas, I don't know about Missouri, we have 105 counties in the state of Kansas.
Preach.
We have 300 school districts. And one in the far left corner of the state, the county has a population of 2,000. The county seat, I believe, is St. Francis. I can't remember the name of the county. That county with 2,000 people has two school districts. If you want to save money, start merging school districts.
From the text line.
And then give it to teachers.
When would you be able to complete renovations on schools if there's no summer break? How does every other Western civilization do it?
How did we get renovations done on an airport and still get people in and out of Kansas City? You gotta figure it out.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.